we can get started. So we need to approve the agenda and see if we're ready to talk about the 5th and the 11th minutes. So any comments, changes, additions, corrections to the minutes? Or I'm sorry, to the agenda? So that we get it on the. All right, Mr. Conway?
Here.
Mr. Darr?
Here.
Ms. Krause is here. Mr. Whitekemper?
Here.
Ms. Bowles?
Here.
Ms. Hedrick?
Here.
Mr. Coffin?
Here.
All right. Mr. Grobe is not here to date. Okay, so we have 2 minutes to address. Taking a look at them. I hope other people had a chance to. We did get the audio version statement on the end of the 5th meeting, the 11th, so that's good. Comments, corrections on the 5th?
I haven't had time to review them yet. But.
All right.
Yeah, I just got done reading the 11th, and it looked good, but I haven't had time to read the 5th, but I would probably go ahead and approve them.
I had one change on the 11th that I sent earlier today. Yeah, thank you. I think you got that. Are we going to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you, Jen.
Second.
Thank you, John. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And the minutes? Comments? There are no corrections or changes.
Coming up October 5th?
Yes.
On the, this would be the third page. Where it says, Mr. Whitekemper rejects the smart meter concept as they haven't been well received and invades privacy. I think what I said was that they've been perceived to invade privacy. I don't feel they invade privacy.
Which paragraph is that?
Okay.
First paragraph.
First paragraph.
Like the community, some people in the community perceive they invaded privacy.
Okay. So, and perceived. anything else on the 5th? Can we either make a motion to approve it or table it?
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. In favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I abstain.
All right. The 11th. 10-11. Oh, good. Thank you. So Chris just noted that the directions on the end to that point people to the Google site has been added to all our minutes.
Oh, good.
All right. Discussion on the 10-11 minutes.
I don't know that it really matters, but on page 3... the discussion. They have Ms. Bowles stated that this restricts innovations that the community supports and fosters, and I think that was my comment.
Okay.
Yep. We don't even have our name tags out today, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, I've lost my folders.
Oh.
I keep making new ones.
Motion for tabling or approval.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Cody.
Second.
All right. Wonderful. In favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Say it again.
All right. Okay. So I think that we can start with a little bit of discussion appropriate to old business of our public hearing last week. Specifically, are there comments that were generated, and we'll still get our minutes from that. And one of the things I want to ask input on is whether we should integrate those as an appendices. Into the report. Yeah. But also, are there recommendations that anyone noted that they would like to talk about adopting into our drafts by section? Or just
a section or the global?
Either one. Yeah.
Well, I think that one thing I think we should try to come to resolution on is the recommendation to have some type of advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
For sewer, wastewater, storm sewer, wastewater, and roads. How we do that is open, but it seems like we got even public support for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion is I don't think merging them in with the water and light board makes sense because it makes too many things for one advisory board to review, and as we learned through this process, having a lot of variety is difficult to get your hands around every topic. So my suggestion would be is to have a advisory board for wastewater and stormwater as one advisory board, and then one specific for roads, and then keep the water and light as is.
I, I generally agree with that. I think there would be some utility to having, I don't know, and I don't want to speculate too far, but I could give some examples that I don't know if it would be on a quarterly basis or annually or exactly what it would look like, but where there's a utility, where there's communication between those groups, particularly around budget issues. And the more sort of global policies that affect them all, so that there's some coordination.
With the exception of roads, because it's not a utility. But there could be some coordination.
Yeah.
I think taking a long-range look at it, it'd be better to have an advisory board for each utility. I don't know if that could be done with separating the water and light out without doing a vote.
Without changing the charter?
Yes. For like a 30-year future goal.
Right.
I kind of like your concept about the fact that they need to get together. I think city staff get together, but you don't get the advisory people together, so it's almost like you said, some periodic joint review. Maybe the budget cycle and long-range planning is the time that they get together.
There are just 5 members on the Water Light Advisory Board, John?
Yeah. Yep.
After being in this task force with 9 members, is that how much we have? Do you think it works better with more or less? Just curious.
No, it'd be less.
It works better with less.
Yeah, what? I don't know. I guess some of the. Oh, it's.
You can probably work through more stuff.
Yeah, it's. You know, I think in the better of all worlds, it'd be nice to have one utility board, but then the transaction of the business is just voluminous.
If you did that, you'd end up breaking it out into subgroups by sort of functionality, like budgeting and operations or something.
So the notion of probably having an advisory board for each one of those is probably could be the most practical.
Well, what do you think you can merge? Stormwater and sewer together.
Yeah.
Because of the similarities.
Yeah.
Right, they are there's
different,
so much effect.
But they're similar.
Right now.
If the city's able to combine them, they'd be one. If the city's not able to combine the sanitary and storm sewer, then it'd be 2 advisory boards.
I propose that we structure this recommendation so that it is just explicit that there are several different ways to do this, but we currently have utilities that aren't advised, and we want to think about the capacity to long-term planning and advice on funding.
I think we're all in agreement that they all ought to be represented on the advisory board.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would probably be in favor of, while I'm not opposed to the way you had just said it, but I would probably be in favor of what Greg was saying of proposing a water, stormwater and wastewater board and a road board specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was also looking at the expertise. So if you're trying to bring people in with expertise to serve on the advisory board, you'll likely have experience in both stormwater and wastewater. There may be some separation, but there'll be.
Let's just take the Water and Light Advisory Board. Okay, so you would imagine that people would come to the board that have a background that would, or skill sets that would lend themselves to the functionality of the board that does not happen. They're appointed by a council, what you have is a desire to have community service, and and work through that. But and there's no, there's, you know, within the charter, there's no qualifications. I mean, the qualification is that, if I recall, it's, you're just a resident of the city.
And, so anybody could serve on the board, whether they have expertise or not.
Oh, yeah.
Which?
And then you really get into trying to set out requirements and so on is really hard to do that. It's and it's like, you know, it's the reality of it is it's like so they're 4-year terms, okay, and probably it takes you almost your first term to get up to speed.
Sure.
And then, and most members do serve more than one term, and so you kind of have that consideration. The other offshoot thought is do you want it to have term limits, and do you want it to sunshine or end sunset?
Mm-hmm.
What, the advisory board?
Mm-hmm. And then to take a look at what, you know, historically what's happened in the city is that, I don't know, there's like 50 boards and commissions, and they there's a good amount of them that are not functional anymore, and they need to be either determined functional or take them off the books. And it it's a hard thing for the council to do. It's just not easy. But
I think the utility advisory boards are going to be important and core for a long, you know.
Yeah, perpetuity. Yeah.
But I do like your ideas of addressing some of these issues, like defined roles.
Yeah.
For potential seats and the issues of term limits.
But to be useful to the utilities and the council, it seems to me that you have to have some reasonable level of knowledge of the topic that you're involved in on the advisory board. So other than you want to go to the board and sit on the board and get some experience, you know, so either previous experience in utilities or background or work background or something of that nature. That,
but it's been, I guess it's been my experience, anyone that's ever come to the advisory board has had a contributory element which is not comprehensive, but that they, you know, that it's like a businessman. You take Hank Cottinger, you know, Hank is an environmentalist, and so that's good, and he brings a real good perspective, and then maybe somebody planning, and you know, it always turns out that that they have a contributory factor, and then they learn over time to kind of expand their knowledge and functionality on the board, and you know, especially like finance, utility financing or finance, and you know, budgeting and strategic planning and so on.
But, right. I think that if part of the language that's used to establish an advisory group, including defining the roles that need to be there, is a good way to encourage whatever council is sitting to sort of screen people appropriately. I think that a consumer perspective on most advisory boards is a really useful one, even though that's not technical expertise.
Yeah, but everybody, if they're a citizen of the city of Columbia, they're a consumer of the utility, whatever they're sitting. So,
right.
because they're buying the utilities from the city.
But they're sort of soft. I don't know. You know.
I drink water.
They're not encumbered by any sort of technical expertise, right, which can be fruitful.
You know, I guess I don't know if I said it a while ago or not, but, you know, it's never been my experience that anyone that's come to the board has not ended up being very functional. I mean, that you just kind of depend on what your experience is when you come and your skill sets and that you adapt. And there is, considerable amount of learning going on. And you got a 4-year term, and there you'll go through 4 fiscal years.
This kind of service is not a party. I mean, there's some self-selection that happens.
Right, and that
to commit to it.
And the citizen element of it is really good. Yeah. I mean, it's just
also include solid waste as a utility. They need an advisory board. The roll carts and the black bags.
Well, it's not technically our purview.
Yeah, it is. So there are other advisory boards. I'm recommending advisory boards.
No, it's a separate utility.
It's a separate utility.
Yeah, it's a
utility. But it's not under our task force.
It's a separate. Yeah. It's an enterprise.
There is significant, I think, room for there to be a board there with the collection and the landfill and the recycling. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I do too.
But I'm not sure it's the mission here.
You have the charge?
Yeah, I'm not right in front of me.
Who's in there?
Don't you have it?
Not with me.
Oh, you always have it.
I've got it. I just don't.
I mean, you could very easily. You've got a bunch of stuff in here. I mean, you could very easily, you know, add it in there.
I don't. In the
you have water in there, and we don't have. That's not in our charge either. So.
In the context of the advisory groups, I don't really have a problem with mentioning it.
Just
the solid waste utility, right? But not specific issues related to it. Yeah.
And do we want to insert the word permanent advisory board anywhere? Or permanent? So that it's not a temporary stint? Just so we make that clear that we're talking about?
Yes, standing boards.
Like the task force? Or
yes. The other issue that came up that I thought was interesting in regard to streets was the folks talking about implementing fees for street closures and impact of development on existing roads, which I thought we'd kind of captured, but clearly it didn't read that way to the person making
the Is that
comments.
Different than the PIF, public inconvenience fee, that's before council right now?
I think that's
causing
what they
all kinds
wanted
of
us to address, maybe.
If that's what I thought of when they were
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, which I would rather not mention or say anything about it.
Where are we at on not letting delivery trucks be downtown in the middle of the intersection at 11:30?
Oh, it's sort of sweet and nostalgic, like, you know, Brooklyn grocery trucks or something.
You're not feeling the sweet and nostalgic, are you?
Crazy yesterday.
um, I think E sort of gets at this relatively well, doesn't it, under streets and sidewalks. The city should investigate objective methodology for quantifying street deterioration due to construction traffic from start to substantial completion of individual construction projects. Determine if a maintenance fee should be imposed for each project proportional to street maintenance. Is that...
I think
we're good with this stage, right?
I'm fine with that one. I think there's a slightly different
issue of closures.
Yes. Which
that's another 3 months worth of work.
I would rather not say anything about it. Because I don't know. I mean, maybe we can come to consensus, but let's just leave it as a public comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else has a strong opinion or wants to write a thing that we can go through and
be real hard to determine.
John, can you give us an update on the PIF public inconvenience fee for streets, roads, and sidewalks?
I think the DLC took it up last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was asked by the council. Okay, that'll come back. I think the chamber and some of the other groups want it tabled to have more discussion. I know that everybody wants to know why Miami.
Right.
We were just looking for things that was easy to implement, not so onerous. So it didn't take a lot of staff time. It was pretty straightforward, which is what's always asked of us by the developers. They want something straightforward.
Right.
Until it gets in their pocketbook, and then they like confusion or, you know, things that are hard to do. So it's coming back to council, I'd say now, because the DLC commented on it. So.
I think that if council wanted to read public inconvenience fee into E, they could do it.
I'll just say it's probably going to happen one way or the other.
Right.
I don't know about that form.
The exact
or
the
right,
the details of it and everything.
Right.
But
it's going to happen.
I mean, it just seems like
road development exempted from that.
It just seems like more
road
of
development would be exempted from that. Just be closure to due to site construction.
It's not clear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because how do you develop new or rebuild roads?
It's mostly for downtown, really. That's the inconvenience.
And it seems like where's the financial inconvenience for the city?
Well, the bottom line is that it's public property. That is closed and used by a private institution or development for a certain period of time.
Yeah,
so in essence, it's kind of they're
applying a financial hardship that they might not actually see, other than a perceived loss of use of that area temporarily for the public.
So it'll help discourage. It's
definitely a hardship. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're having to run buses all over the place where we can't even use our own bus route.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. Well, we requested a closure for a bus route street, and you guys denied it. So you don't even like. That's part of the criteria of getting a closure.
Impacted?
What do you mean?
Was it already being impacted? There may have been somebody already constructing on it, so we didn't want the whole thing shut off.
No, you just, instead of doing a closure, we had to do partial closure and partial closure.
I think there would have to be some clarification for road work and utility work.
I mean, is it really, it's an inconvenience, but it's not completely closed. You know, you can walk on the other side of the sidewalk. I mean, it just seems like it's not that big of a financial hardship on the public.
It is when you're, like, having to change your entire route home, and it takes you an extra half an hour to get home because Elm that's closed right now, and there's just a huge slew of traffic that disrupts.
Is that a public project or a private project?
It's private project.
Yeah, so just like the loft, they actually have the sidewalk open, I mean, the whole way through.
If that's
capable, then it's okay. You
it
know,
has the potential to actually encourage more innovative practices with regard to closure. So in other words, you know, creating a tunnel sidewalk as opposed to just cutting it off or encouraging contractors and owners to shrink the amount of time that they are closing off a sidewalk, because if there's no penalty right now, then they'll just close it off for the duration of the project, where there might be times where they could pull it back or...
Other than they, you've got, if it's over a month, you still have, your council has to okay it, and they can put time limits on it.
There are a lot of details that weren't worked out, like when did it trigger, what's, you know, did it have a cap on it?
And that's where we get into a very complicated
recommendation. That's why I said, and adds another 3 months.
I would be very, pretty strongly opinionated one way, and I'm sure other people would be opinionated another way.
It would be easy for us to say to the city, or council should explore how to address this issue, but we can't.
Well, they're exploring it.
It's already happened.
The reason is used to, you had very little problem downtown. People didn't close it for a year.
Right.
Now we've had, the last 3 years, things have been closed, seems like forever.
And all those parking spots are gone. Right. When they got those streets closed.
That's what I've been.
That's what makes me
now
crazy.
The parking,
thinking about.
Parking makes some money.
The utility gets
you gotta
paid
pay,
for those spots.
Yeah,
those
you
spots,
gotta pay for
it. They don't help you when you're trying to
put
find
them
a spot.
Out. Yeah.
I do think that, like you said, Jed, it would probably force more creativity to the development side. They may have to look at a lot next to them versus taking a street, because a street costs nothing. But
or minimizing.
A lot next to them is vacant, and they may have to pay for it anyway. So they go to this, the public side where they'll have to pay for it. So, but that inconveniences everybody can block the street.
I'm assuming that 6 will be opened up before Elm closes to do the Historic Society.
Don't know when the Historic Society's coming.
Last I heard, summer. Summer
construction. And we don't review their plans. They don't have to get permits from us. You know, they can just start up. Not even, we wouldn't even know it.
It's going to be my parking lot. It's going to be in my parking lot.
Well, I'm hearing, university's summer. Summer construction start.
You probably know where that parking garage is going to go to.
No, I don't. I'm not that pretty. My boss does, I'm sure, but I'm not that pretty.
Okay, so other comments or discussion regarding the public hearing issues that came up?
I think we probably need to talk about the Mill Creek substation thing, I think.
Yeah, I think we definitely
whether our language is the appropriate, I think the only piece of the language that I see in our recommendation might be of consideration for changing would be that language design as originally designed. You know, basically, we're proposing that they proceed with the Mill Creek substation to help alleviate downtown power capacity. How they get the feeders to the Mill Creek substation still could be up for review, which
that's
already
right.
is.
That's right.
Well, I think
some slight change in the language might make it a little easier for people to understand what we're trying to recommend. Now, if anybody's had a chance to read the update from Ryan Williams, it was sent out this afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to read that. I'm pulling it up right now.
Well, it's nice and concise. I think that it might be willing to take a, might be useful to take a minute to review it. As we discuss, if we want to make any updates to this.
Pretty much my understanding of it. I mean, and I don't think we said anything that contradicts that.
I think the only thing that we weren't perhaps specific enough about that prompted that comment was specifically the feeder transmission lines. Like, we aren't making a comment about those, except that they will need to be built as well. We're not commenting on the route.
Right.
And I think that part is the part that's
I think the statement as originally designed confused people to think that we were proposing Route A.
Right.
Let's mark it out.
I mean, we're saying build the substation.
Be built and connected. Yeah.
And connected.
We'll just mark that out.
Yeah, then I think there'd be less article.
Yeah.
Easier to understand.
You weren't, when you put in the phrase as originally designed, though, you weren't advocating.
Mark that out.
But you weren't.
He wasn't talking on the transmission lines. Because I brought that same thing up, I think, at that meeting.
I kind of construed that what you meant by that was that the substation was going to be built as originally designed.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Its location, its structure, and how it was being fed was still yet to be determined. But
is there like a way that we could? I'm wondering if there's a way that we could change the wording so that it's we think that the substation should be built now as designed, even while the discussion about the transmission lines and feeders is still happening. Because wasn't that part of the point, John, was to this process needs to continue moving forward, so we should build the substation now.
Right, and basically connect it from Grindstone to Mill Creek.
It's the secondary feeders is the problem out. Right. Problem.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, because I don't think there was anybody that had any issue with the Grindstone feeder and the Mill Creek substation. It was all related to the secondary feeder that went out to the west.
Right, that's not a part of this.
But I think that could maybe be more clear in the recommendation itself, maybe?
Well, I tried to be as general when I said be connected by appropriate transmission lines to benefit the downtown area.
Right.
I mean, that's that.
I think if you just take out the as designed part, I think it
I do too.
Meets the, it takes out the ambiguity in that statement. But you're right, I mean, they could proceed and build the substation and feed it with one feeder, although it wouldn't be considered a reliable source of energy because you don't have one radial fed until you get a secondary feeder into it, so you have a redundant electric feed to the substation. That could be coming.
But if they already have what's needed to build the substation,
couldn't that
happen even if there's still this ongoing discussion about the secondary feeder? I guess that's kind of what I was coming at it with. Can we keep moving forward on this project even as they're still making?
It's a question for Ryan. Yeah, do you know, John, if they suspended delivery on some of the components for the substation, or did they take delivery or sitting on the equipment?
I think they've ordered some of the stuff already. They were assuming 161 and then
And then there's, and I can't tell you the extent of how much is laying there, but it's pretty substantial.
Yeah, significant capital investment already. We're all currently paying for it.
Yes. You can't exactly return them.
Not even with the restock.
You can
resell them if you can find somebody that needs something just like it.
Craigslist.
There we go. And you'd probably run across somebody.
All right, other feedback from the public hearing.
There's one statement in the sewer that was a little confusing. I don't know if the way they just didn't understand it or the way we wrote it, but the issue with the homeowner inspections.
Yeah.
And also the issue related to what we're recommending, which you clarified. We're asking the city to take over the connection point up to the easement line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe we
try to clarify those.
Renumber them so that.
Which one are you looking at?
The sewer recs, page 4 and 5. Take number 7 and move, or excuse me, number 8 and move it up under number 5 or before number 5.
I think we're looking at different.
Yeah,
yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm looking at the. Just there. Yeah, sorry.
I'm looking at the public hearing document.
You might have the same number. Page 8 and page 7.
Okay.
Have the notes from the meeting been typed?
I don't know that.
No, Chris.
Okay.
I think we're pretty clear. Just that I think the one person that spoke on that subject either misunderstood the recommendation or didn't see the other piece of it.
Yeah, letter H, backflow prevention program. If we could move that up so it's closer to letter E. She was worried about the financial impact of homeowners, I think, in letter E, but then I think when you pointed out, somebody did about letter H, and then clarified that we weren't talking about replacing laterals and stuff, we're just talking about downspouts and signs.
Which, if we say inflow and infiltration, we'll,
yeah,
theme. We actually were saying, at least to me, that would mean replacing laterals that were cracked, which is more than, which is what she was afraid of and didn't want to happen. Which I don't know what's the right way to go about it, but the way we have it written out is saying essentially, yeah, you're responsible for everything, which I think you are, in fact, but.
Doesn't F address that? Maybe take H and make it above letter E before we get into that hole.
Okay.
Is that what F is saying? Is that place in the deteriorated?
Well, that's still the connection point. There's still going to be a lateral coming out of people's houses that they're responsible for.
We're not changing that.
Right.
We're not asking that to get inspected, though.
No. So H should be cleaned up.
Because that, I mean, that inspection-wise is difficult because you have to do camera inspection.
Right. So we should clarify that we're not actually talking about laterals and yards need to be inspected.
We're talking about.
We're literally talking about
downspouts
and sump pumps.
Sump pumps.
Is that?
On
there, third.
Better to just go ahead. Say
yeah, on E at the end of E. Yeah.
Entering the city's sewer system from improperly or illegally connected downspouts and sump pumps.
Yeah.
I like how after you clarified that, she didn't think that was a very big expense. Disconnecting downspouts, she was like, oh, okay, well, that's not very expensive.
Yeah.
Probably because of all the things.
In full disclosure, she's a good friend. That's a good friend of mine. So she believed me right away.
Is that Jill?
Yeah.
The sewer hotspot lady?
Yeah.
I did have a question about what when she commented that the Henderson branch was way more expensive than originally. Do you know what she was talking about?
It's the one that runs out to the west. I think we had it budgeted at 2.3 city funds, and then the sewer district kicked in 600 or something.
Had a chill on all day.
So that made it about, you know, what we had funding for 2.5, I believe it was. Estimate right now is 4.3. That doesn't mean it's bid at that. That's just the estimate. We haven't bid it yet. Come in under that if need be.
Right.
We normally don't want to be the low bidder when we bid a project, so we always want to tell the council it's going to cost more than it actually is.
You don't want to be the low bidder.
But that's tabled, still, that's currently tabled, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The public hearing.
November 1st, isn't it?
7.
I think it's not in our place to comment on existing things that are being dealt with, because we were more charged with what was going forward, more so than what's currently being dealt with by the council.
I just wasn't sure what she was referring to with that. Yeah.
I mean, that can happen with any project. I mean, you do a preliminary estimate, the scope may change, or prices may change, and it may change price structure. You have to make a decision whether to restructure it or delay it or stop it or
do all the geotechnical warnings. That'll reveal.
It's in a lot of soil that is unstable a lot of times.
Reveal the unstable soil, the rock, the water.
Right.
Never really know what you got until you get in.
Yep.
It might be appropriate to comment on extending sewers outside of the city limits in lieu of taking care of sewers inside the city limits.
Right.
I don't know if we're commenting on that, have we?
There's a similar comment, I think, that evening about...
Ken Metka said that.
Yeah, about taking care of the existing problems before expanding, but that's even different a little bit than...
We set that in our CPI recommendations about having criteria to selection that would include prioritizing existing problems ahead of new installations.
Where's that at?
That must have been in stormwater.
That's in stormwater. I don't
think it's in
sewer.
Sewer.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
we had it in stormwater. We also had a similar recommendation in roads.
Roads, yeah.
Maybe that needs to become more global.
Had to be rewritten a little bit because it was kind of specific, but it could be probably rewritten.
For C in stormwater.
What page, John?
2.
Impact of public safety, regulatory requirements, condition assessment score, longevity, level of impact to public and private property.
Are we going to use that one as a global recommendation?
I'd be okay with global.
Okay.
Same here.
Because
talks about this particular one under storm talks about watershed, but. The rest of them are, I think, across the board. Good work. Or any of them.
So then, do you keep streets in? Or does that come out? Does the streets come out? Or if you're trying to.
Did you find the streets one?
Or. Take that one out. There was one that I had written, but maybe that's
that absorbs something.
Yeah.
Rumors anyway.
Yeah, I had it in my.
While we're on page, I was skimming through streets and sidewalks. I didn't notice G there. Talks about the separate group or advisory board specific to streets.
Oh.
I don't know if we were taking that out.
Well, page 13, letter A, V, isn't that, that's what's, it's talking about the scorecard.
I think that's a little separate, bit of a separate issue than what we were just talking about moving out of stormwater in terms of. Well, that says grading system too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. qualitative as opposed to numerical point system.
Where's the one?
Well, that's different. I think that's definitely different.
Yeah, because this the first one is regarding in regard to maintenance, renovation, and capital projects, whereas this one specifically says new development and annexation projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I had on my 10-6, like, right, the global and the... I had one that was... that had A through L. I guess it just never got copied over.
On the global?
Yeah.
You want to send those to me again?
The other option...
I know I have it circled because it was going to get taken back into... or put back into streets. Because I'd taken it into global, and then we're going to put it back in streets, and then now we want it to be global. It's kind of...
Because yours goes into Paxlo and level surface and all of that. Consequential impact. Is that the one you're talking about?
Maybe. I was looking at it. Yeah, probably.
So what is that one numbered, Cody?
2. On that.
I see it on your page 5, number 3, almost the very bottom of the page.
If you're looking at this one, the 5-7-5-1 or whatever.
Yeah.
Number of recommendations, number 3.
Recommended that a consistent objective grading system be implemented to help prioritize SIP projects.
Capital improvement projects, yeah. It's just assessment, and then I go through. A lot of those are duplicates of the stormwater, but some of them are specific to the streets.
I thought we decided to leave this here in addition, to leave this here, even if we have one in general, because of the specificity around... MoDOT and that kind of, and the CATSO plan, etc.
You could also use it just to snapshot the one that's in stormwater, put it in sewer, tweak it a little bit, and it's done.
Then it's in each, yeah.
That's right. In each one.
Because
I think that's what
the only couple things you'd probably change quality and flow impact of watersheds. You might change that or take it out, but.
Okay.
But overall, it's fairly generic, but it's more focused to the storm and sanitary sewer system.
So do we want to think about what the changes would be in the list?
I think the only one you probably need to change is
watershed.
Yeah. And just remove it.
Well, the rest of stuff maybe I'll leave it in.
But Cody, you're pointing out that that one from streets did not get included in the
Public hearing recommendation.
In the public hearing recommendation. Okay.
Unless I just can't find it.
I don't see it either.
Okay. Taken out F would be. And there's probably some other things if we thought hard enough about it that are specific to sewer, but yeah. Some suggested assessment criteria is what we say. So.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the impact to public and private property, but
I think you could put parentheses on B, regulatory requirements or regulatory compliance or regulatory
compliant, right?
Yeah, like that you're not meeting it, whatever that would be.
In compliance.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, regulatory compliance or requirements, essentially, whether you're in compliance or not, it's still required.
Yeah.
To correct that deficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if the deficiency has already been identified by the regulatory
then
body,
then it gets you more points,
you have
or
a letter of
a higher,
whatever you're, yeah.
Higher consideration.
Yeah. What are they called? Notice of something.
Violation.
Yeah, and then there's something else.
Then you get to consent order.
Yeah.
Consent order is when you get to make a corrective action to correct yourself back into compliance.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or private property.
Okay. I was thinking of people that have really bad backup. And people that have, you know, I mean, backup's
like
bad, but, you know, maybe not as often as bad, but they've had those, I don't know, longer, and then you have this person whose house has just exploded with the sewage.
To me, that falls in the category of public safety. So.
So I was just looking at the streets to make sure that I hadn't missed any other ones. So that's...
I have to admit I was a little confused about the Disability Commission being added somewhere. So we mentioned Getabout, but we didn't mention the Disability Commission. That was Maria's comment.
Can that be added as one of the assessment criteria on streets? Maybe as impact or something, or considerations of... I mean, those all fall under kind of ADA stuff, don't they? But
she was talking about Getabout, and I mean, I couldn't figure out where.
What number are you looking at?
Yeah, well, I wonder where
I don't think she was addressing any specific.
Okay.
I think it was just in general that it was missing from the entire document.
Yeah, the Disability Commission isn't
Disability
at the table
Commission.
When these
mm-hmm.
decisions are made.
Where did we mention? I thought she did mention
something about Getabout.
Getabout,
I wrote that
though.
Down and I was
so
like,
if we had mentioned something about that, maybe if that's in one of these, we could see if it would make sense to add, you know, the words disability or ADA. I mean, ADA compliance could be added to that capital improvement project.
It's in there somewhere.
List, yeah. Probably.
So add to number 3 of the street one. Social impact or just private property.
easy.
I guess I just have presumed that the city does all street and sidewalk improvements with an ADA lens.
Yeah, we have to when we do maintenance. We have to do an overlay like Broadway. We have to go back and adjust all the ramps now.
Right.
That's the law.
Yep. Stuart got done this summer.
Yeah, Stuart did too.
Yeah.
I thought she was just sort of making a general beef that the disability commissions have not.
Does your ADA coordinator also work with, you know, on the plant side for construction to make sure that the you know, accessibility is addressed for construction activities?
Which brings in a pretty good point, though, you touched on, and I hadn't even thought about it, even though I've dealt with it a few times with the city. There's the ADA requirements that are adopted that are incorporated into all the building regulations, but then there's also additional guideline document, which is called the PROAG or something like that, which are guidelines and aren't necessarily adopted by anybody unless they get formally adopted, but the plan reviewers have started incorporating that into the review like it is a requirement. So I was a little curious on, has that been adopted by the city? That, I mean, I know ADA and the federal government has published this document as a guideline, but have we formally adopted, and are we formally obligated to follow those PROAG requirements? I just didn't see the line of obligation down to these, you know, certain plans.
Like KBOANSI or ADAG, I mean, there's several different guidelines.
Yeah, in the ADAG, you are obligated, and those are, it is like adopted by the federal government, and thus it's adopted through all the building regulations. Mm-hmm. But there's other documents like the PROAG, which is right away, it's more exterior type stuff.
And I don't know.
There's KBOANSI.
I don't remember whether we adopted that. I know we talked about it a lot.
But there's some things about, like, you know, like sidewalk crosswalks across intersections have to be 2%, you know, essentially meaning you have to bench the whole intersection, you know. So they tried to.
I don't think we've adopted that.
Yeah, unless, you know, in certain cases, it can go up to 5% if you have a through street. If it's a one-way, that one direction can be up to 5%. Yeah. But
2% carries through driveways and things like that. I don't know about it.
Yeah, but and that kind of stuff has been, you know, came up on some plan review, and they cite those documents that I just didn't know that the city had formally adopted, that we needed to be required to meet those. Not to say we shouldn't, or let's not strive to meet that, but it's another one of those things where it's not real clear. So I don't know if there's a recommendation in there, but there are disability type issues that can be addressed and should be addressed probably, especially with new construction. But I think more of what we were talking about with this disability type of stuff was using that as a criteria, like, you know, how bad an area is, you know, for ADA accessibility, and using that to, you know, raise or lower it on the list of where it should be in the priority, you know, of CIP list type stuff. Yeah, so, and I think that's, yeah.
I suspect she's talking about on page 2 of the streets, the operational, the narrative part that you've written for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place I can see get about in here, and maybe she's just wanting us to add that commissioners began it as, I don't know.
Oh, there are many organizations and plans which help guide the city policy.
Yeah.
That's
what she's
talking about.
Yeah.
And it was called,
I don't
hear why. Is it just the disability
commission? That's what I wrote down.
I don't recall if she told us where did that begin or anything.
Tracy, to add that line in the priority of the capital improvement projects, ADA compliance.
So, Or were you suggesting that that came under?
In the global recommendation.
Social impact?
I couldn't decide if it, really. It didn't really work under social impact, so I just put it.
Another line item.
Another this. Line.
L?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt anything to add that. It's certainly, you know, certainly.
No, I think that's a good.
No, I think it's fine.
And that's specifically going in the streets and sidewalks recommendations, right? That grading?
Mm-hmm.
So compliance with accessibility.
So help me understand, does that mean that crosswalks would be raised 2%?
No, like the cross slope of a sidewalk would have to be maintained as 2%, whereas streets now can be anywhere from 0.5% to 10% in residential area, whereas they're saying wherever you have a crosswalk needs to be 2% cross slope, so you'd have to flatten it out. Every time you go through an intersection,
Those are really fun on a bike. All right, other public comments we might want to address or integrate in recommendations.
This was a lingering note I made that I don't think it's even pertinent. Someone said that we were set up for failure and that we would be dominated by the staff. But that doesn't need to go to report.
No.
Did you feel dominated by the staff?
Not every day.
Mark
Farnan.
Was dismayed at our lack of the details surrounding the trigger threshold on streets.
I think he didn't really understand the recommendations, honestly. Because I think we addressed his concerns. Like, when do you pay?
Yeah, I think so.
We're trying to say it takes, we didn't spell that specifically, and we really passed the buck to let's set up somebody, a more formal type task force, to look in this further. Mm-hmm. But second of all, I think we insinuated that it would be a building permit time, or it would be at the time if it was needed for that development. Obviously, you'd have to do it prior to that. But and then when the traffic study threshold, I think that recommendation. So, I mean, obviously, it's hard to capture, you know, any different kind of situation you could dream up. But in general, if there's a change from what was already planned in a regional, even though this recommendation is looking just kind of after the H recommendation, which is, if we have a regional traffic study that kind of looks at the area as a whole and tries to parse out what each type of use is responsibility is for long-term development of infrastructure in the area, it's kind of a holistic view. So then that is the traffic study. Mm-hmm. The only time a traffic study would be required is if you did something outside of the original assumptions. If you wanted to try to rezone something to commercial that was originally assumed to be residential or something like that. And I think that says that. But as far as we don't really address, or we're pretty much silent on the issue on when a traffic study should be required generically right now.
Yeah, and I don't know the Northeast traffic study, but isn't that like the only one we have? Do we need to insert the word regional, the previously recommended regional traffic study, if any?
No, there's been others of the Northeast. We did one out east of town here when we did the 740 EIS. We did a bunch of others.
I don't want anyone to think that if there's, I don't know, that this only applies if there is a traffic study on that particular area. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Well, I think this would only apply if there's a traffic study in there. I think you would need some other. You would either need to come up with a new recommendation on when a traffic study is required, if there isn't a regional traffic study, or just say we just continue the status quo on what we required if the development triggers over so many trips or it's zoned a certain type. I can't remember the exact criteria, but there is criteria right now for traffic study.
We're just asking, recommending new criteria to be evaluated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I.
Kind of putting a new framework together that, hey, maybe this would work.
Mm-hmm. I initially thought he was getting at the issue that we actually spent a long time on, which is how do you ensure that early developers aren't bearing most of the cost?
Mm-hmm. I felt like he talked to address that as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like forcing developers to pay for
right
all of that front when potentially it would the rest of it wouldn't materialize and they've invested all of that on the front end.
But I think this is a uniform way. Everybody has to pay this money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you have to do something up front in front of your property, you get credit for that. Because that's part of what the improvements that were shown on the plan that need to be done. Mm-hmm. And you did it.
Do you think it would be useful to add a second paragraph that sort of describes that that process or that intention?
Yeah, I mean,
in the discussion,
potentially,
or yeah. In the discussion, yeah. I mean, it does sort of, I think it does actually say that. It assess what additional or reduced impacts and costs should be attributed to the development.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something as simple as a phrase like regardless of, I don't know what I want to say, but that just puts a, you know, a time period in that so that we are clear that it... whether the investments made up front or later on, this process would apply. Well, that sentence is actually in regard to the outside of the assumptions. So would you mind, Cody, trying to add a different...
I can take a shot at it, yeah.
Right. Thank you.
The very last paragraph on page 6, I think the van is supposed to be a them. While if the use was outside of the assumptions made, then the developer provided a traffic study would assess what additional...
Yeah.
Are you following
You're right.
Me?
There should be a them.
Under discussion...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Third line down.
Should be a then.
Do you see it, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Thanks.
Sorry. Not always.
It's a good thing, Michelle.
Oh, a lot of times you read it, but I really hate it. But I was just
yeah.
scrutinizing that.
To jump subjects, if you still wanted to talk about that.
No, that's
fine. The only thing that I was going to mention about the recommendations or that I had on here that I wanted to throw out there, whether we do anything different, we can talk about it. On page 13 and 14, recommendations B, C, and D, to me, are kind of all saying the same thing. With slightly a little bit differently or with slightly additional information or less information. I feel like these three could be combined, or maybe there's two recommendations there. I could kind of see that, but to me it seems like there's some overlap in those three.
Which three, Cody?
B, C, and D.
Well, it certainly, probably B should follow C and D. But I see also what you're saying about they could be...
It's all about scoring and grading and taking inventory of what's there and what, you know, what the impact's going to be from this new development. Unless C maybe is...
That's kind of where
C
I was...
C might be a little bit different.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was headed, that B and D could... Though the point of D is that applicants should provide, right, that's about sort of data quality coming from applicants, where B is about development of the scorecard.
They are tied together a little bit.
They're tied together, right.
But they can almost stand alone too.
It could become, those B, C, and D could become B with a breakout list like we've done in other places, like the criteria.
Yeah, I kind of can see them standing alone now that I look at it more, if you bring B to the end.
Yep.
Because it's like you need this base to, you know, the city have an independent consultant develop a system to determine what capacity the existing infrastructure is at, what resources we have, and then when a new development comes in, they should be providing to the city accurate and verifiable data on what their impact is, like what their load for electric is going to be or what their stormwater runoff is going to be.
Right.
And then B, or the last one would be, combine those into a scorecard system type of thing. So you have all that in one place that you can assess what the impacts are.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the more I look at it, maybe just moving B to the end, and maybe there isn't too much we need to do with that.
Okay, sounds good.
And on letter B, when it says for new development and annexation proposals, do we need to mention that new development isn't literally new development, just also fill or
redevelopment
thing?
On number
for new
letter.
Development and redevelopment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would get it.
A letter G. Should we spell out what IMP stands for?
Yes.
Yes.
First paragraph, we've got the word compromised. I think we want composed.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's funny.
The second sentence, we've got we're compromised. Okay, and then under AA, read it. See, to provide better management of system assets. We've got managed system to better manage. I guess that's okay. To provide better manage system assets.
Yeah, I think it was.
How about management of?
Or just to provide. Okay. Yeah. Management of.
Okay, and then down in D,
mm-hmm.
Eliminate of before LIDAR.
Okay, and what is LIDAR?
That's another acronym. It's laser. Acquisition. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, light. I thought it was light.
It might be light.
I think it's light.
Light.
Detection or light.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
And then over on page 2, down at the bottom, where the sentence starts or says inspections, go across there and put a dollar sign in front of 1.64.
Yes.
Okay. And then Tracy on page 5, it says streets and sidewalks. The word recommendation is not spelled correctly. It needs an N. And then in the next one too. Then on page 9, same thing. The word recommendation.
Yeah.
Happy and taste.
And then on page 12, same thing. And then on page 15, same thing. There we go.
It'd be good to have someone read it.
Oh yeah, I since the public hearing, I read this before I go to bed.
Sure. Put you right to sleep. You get about 2 paragraphs in each time, and it's good stuff.
Seems like it all runs together.
Okay, well, it's almost 8:30, so let's take some time and talk about. And if anybody thinks of anything else, please bring it back up. But
I've got one other thing.
Okay.
On page 11, E. I'm not sure we talked about it, where it says at a regular interval, as determined by industry standards and staff capacity.
It's got some kind of weird apostrophe.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
That's just referring to the.
There's no end apostrophe, though.
Yeah, it's a.
Intervals should be plural, probably, huh? Or at a regular. At
regular intervals.
I just take that at a regular interval as determined by energy standards and tap capacity and delete that portion of it.
Delete the part that you just read?
Yes.
Anything after intervals?
At a regular interval as determined by industry standards and staff capacity.
Period?
Period.
What is staff capacity?
I'm not sure.
Well, maybe we should take that part off too.
Should be availability.
Availability, yeah.
Industry standards ain't availability.
Staff availability.
Oh, to do the work. I got gotcha.
Right.
I got gotcha. You. I got gotcha. You.
Hopefully, they're skilled and sets loud enough to have the capacity to do it.
Maybe we need a staff capacity scorecard.
Maybe we need a task force member.
Let's just think about the number of staff. Probably about the number of staff.
Yeah.
But the staff availability probably would make.
I'm saying just delete that portion of it.
Yeah.
That's the one that Mr. Glasscock and I have had a disagreement on whether it's being followed or not. So perhaps I ought to move it to where it should be evaluated by an independent consultant.
To recap, we're talking about letter E still.
Yes.
And removing the words as determined by industry standards and staff capacity.
At a regular interval as determined by industry standards.
Removing the at regular intervals also?
Yes.
I like at regular intervals.
That's not part of the ordinance, so.
Oh.
Ordinance says once a year.
That's a regular interval. That's
or
right.
Just, or take that out and leave annually.
I didn't think that you did that anymore. You know you do that anymore.
But now.
I like that it suggests that the city does and should conform with industry standards. It acknowledges that there is a logic to how we operate.
I think the staff's issue with this in general is just the word proportional.
Here's the ordinance.
But it, I think the ordinance has the word proportional in it, so yes. He's just copying the words of the ordinance. So.
You could just keep the as required by ordinance 22-265 and up, rephrase the words of it.
I think you need to rephrase it.
You
could just put parentheses around that.
Pull the ordinance up, read it.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Put that.
I guess I don't understand if we already have an ordinance, why it's in here at all.
But it's not being followed.
That I understand that's your perspective on it.
And that's, I guess, why Bill is saying maybe it should be investigated by an independent consultant, as yes. We did with the A, B, C, and D, or
C,
whatever those are. The C, yeah, A, B, and C of the financial recommendations on page 12 and 13, which is actually C
on page 13. On here.
Be a good way to do it.
I think this C on page 13 is where it would go.
Do we need anything in addition to C?
Well, maybe.
So C at the top of page 13?
C on big page
C,
10?
Uppercase C.
Oh, sorry, I was looking at the big C on 10.
10, yeah.
Okay, so.
I mean, that kind of goes to a quote too, but.
I think you could combine E and C.
I like C like standing alone by itself. Because it's about one issue. It's about the annexation to 50%, 150%, 200%.
And, so how about moving E?
Could you just take E and just add that, put the word independently? So you should independently review and adjust your. That would be, you don't want to do it on an annual basis, though.
Yeah, no.
That's why.
It just needs to be kind of a one-time review to say, yeah, it's being done right, keep it. That was your looking for, one-time review to
see whether it's being done as ordinance requires.
Why couldn't you just say, shitty shell?
You could just strike out the at regular intervals as determined by industry standards and staff availability.
Right. You should independently review everything, but take out the regular interval part. Right, that would do it.
Why are we adding the word independently?
Between shouldn't review.
I mean, but why? What do we get by adding the word?
Well, I can have a consultant do it, another utility do it. It basically independently reviewed to make sure they're complying with the ordinance.
So city staff isn't doing the review.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So
independent
the city
would
should
be
have an independent review.
Right.
I thought you were saying independently review.
No, I would.
The city staff should have an independent review, is that what we're
saying? Yeah. Which could just
or an outside review.
Independent consultant.
That could be an advisory board.
Sounds like a good task to me.
Let's see, David. Not a task force, but an advisory board.
Yes, I agree.
What is that? The engineers and architects have, errors and omissions insurance.
Yeah. Right. We do.
Kick into a certain percentage.
Okay, anything else?
That's a deduction.
Are you, is it this, our goal to now to reverse? Go back to the, I'll just say original format or?
Well, I think the next step then is to take the background and, right, and
right,
the individual utility and global recommendation chapters or sections.
Yeah.
And just make sure that we have a consistent format on, one, we want to make sure that the recommendations in the individual sections are consistent with these,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So is the process to take these that we've agreed upon and put them into this document, into these documents?
I would think so.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Other than global.
Carefully.
Other than, yeah, carefully. Other than global.
Now, is there a desire to pull key recommendations out? To go to the front and
still need executive summary, so yeah. So,
you have all those digital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, but also the background section, I think we need to have a consistent format. And there are a couple different ones here. I think they're fine. I'm not talking about a lot of reworking, but just consistent titling so that they make. So that a reader can tell where they're at, no matter what section they're in. So, which one? This is Stormwater has a background narrative title to start it, and then moves into the two recommendation sections. Cody's got this section on sort of history.
There's several different styles there.
Right.
But several different writers, so that's why I ended up. We didn't start out with a standard format.
Okay.
The look of this one is best. It looks less.
It looks what?
Less like a textbook.
It's oh, pretty, yeah.
Maybe it's
one the building?
I don't know. Whatever it is. Maybe it's the black lines.
Okay, well, you're talking about sort of style issues.
The visual. Okay. It looks clean.
Well, it does have a little more organization to it.
Together and then leaving the recommendations all together in a section, or are we?
No, this was just for the purpose of the public hearing.
Okay.
So I will take this back into each of the areas and create one for global recommendations. What if instead of trying to decide by task force, the narrative organization of the front end, would you be comfortable with me just deciding on a norming one, not changing your your narrative, just the organization of it. Okay, so my goal is to put the recommendations back and make consistent this front end. It would be great to get some help with pulling out the bullets for the executive summary. Is it, I don't know if the people who, well, anybody could work on it. But, you know, this isn't rewriting. It's more sort of editing down to a nugget the concept of the recommendations by section. If that's inspiring,
I mean, do you just want us to, in our personal opinion, like somebody takes streets and say these are the five best ones, most important ones?
I don't even know if we want to cut down what we include. I think it's more sort of taking a paragraph and getting it down to the sentence. Yeah.
And this is just on the recs, in any way.
Just on the recs. Yeah.
It might be nice if it was the person that didn't write it.
Yes.
I would love to help with that.
Okay.
Love being not very good word.
I'd be happy to help with you.
Thank you.
I second her motion.
Okay. Do we want volunteers for sections? And I'll record that.
So they're just going to take out.
So I'm trying to find a good one that would be
four, three, two, a certain number. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're clear on what we're doing.
So.
Are you trying to just take one from each section, make a statement from each section?
And it's not going to be in a directive form like the city shall. Is it more just a what it's about, like a title almost?
I think it should be a bullet of the recommendation. So.
But it might be merged with more than one recommendation. Because there might be multiples over a topic. Like stormwater, for example, we created multiple recommendations that all had to do with the financial funding of the utility, having a backlog of work and not enough money to do everything they needed to do.
Well, stormwater is a good example. So stormwater functional recommendations. So the first one, A, has, you know, A through F bullet points to it. And I think I would minimize that down to the stormwater utility should
paraphrase that.
Continue to research and employ cost-effective technologies, period.
Won't that sort of become really repetitive, almost? Because you're saying you're not going to take anything out.
Well, that's what an executive summary is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Just an outline? And where does that, who gets that? Where does it come from?
It goes at the very beginning of the report. It's like your top sheet. It's one way to think about it is like the 30-second elevator speech versus the
detail. The details aren't there.
So it's like a notes outline if you're giving a speech.
The details aren't there.
Something just to jog your memory. Almost.
Yeah. I could send around some reports that have this sort of style of executive summary in it. If that would be.
But get to Cody's point, I think how many do you want? Do you want two, three, four out of each area that are perceived to be the top, and then you're going to thin them down? Because we've got what, five sections? So if you're going to try to keep your executive summary to a page and a half, 2 pages max,
why don't, maybe it would be useful if I just take one and do it as an example.
I think that would be very helpful, and that way there's a consistency about how deep to go or how shallow to go, how whether they're complete thoughts and sentences versus bullets that are a little bit more truncated, the general tone.
Do we want to assign topics for different people, so you send it out, we don't have to discuss it over email.
Right.
I'll take the topic. I mean, I've written a lot of, let me put it this way, I've rewritten a lot of executive summaries for consultants that
didn't
capture a report, and then you're like, let me summarize this.
Then you're right, you have to re-summarize it for because you know the audience, and that's that's the difference. So.
Okay.
But I would take a section.
Okay. So who wants, I'll use, how about if I use stormwater for the example? And then who wants electric?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'd be glad to do it.
No, don't do, let's not do the ones that we actually
wrote. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's that? I can do electric because I didn't do that
okay.
one. I didn't write that one.
So Greg is doing exact summary. Sewer?
I'll do sewer.
Okay, Kim's doing sewer. And streets.
I can do streets too, unless somebody else is just dying to do it. Somebody needed to do it.
Yeah.
I think you win, Kim.
She does. That's a lovely relationship.
You won.
It was loud and clear.
Okay, so then my next question is, we don't have another formal meeting scheduled. We can do one of two things. We can schedule a, and I would say in 2 weeks, or we can break into small groups that are not quorums and review that way. But quite honestly, at this point, I think it makes as much sense to, but I am just thinking here, to just do this one more time with the final report to review. Does that work? Or do you want to do...
Hopefully by... Are you expecting by next meeting we'll have the executive summaries by each person presented?
Yeah.
Or at least they will be reviewed by everybody?
Yep.
And then put them together and say, yes, this should...
Hopefully I'll have them... my goal is to have a draft of the final document for final review.
Including
the executive summaries.
All combined. In the way, format, and everything.
Yep.
You can look at it and fine tune it.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
So let's pick a date.
Did you say 2 weeks?
2 weeks. But 2 weeks is election night, and I'm not going to be here doing this on that night. Sorry. I do.
Well, we're not going to know anything anyway.
I can't meet that night.
Tuesday the 8th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be a nervous wreck that night.
Tonight?
What?
I'm just saying the 9th.
The 9th? Yes.
Just a date.
Yeah, that's.
Or the 10th?
Or the 10th?
I can do the 9th or the 10th.
I can't do the 10th.
I can do the 9th.
It's my birthday.
I can do the 9th.
I would rather do the 10th, but I can probably swing the 9th also.
It's okay.
9th okay? Okay. But it doesn't work for you? We do the 7th, if that would be better if everybody had agreement on that.
Is that a council night?
Yes.
It is a council night. But they won't be in here.
Just a working meeting for us. So
right.
We don't need a public review.
Right. Sunday
afternoon out?
What?
Right. Sunday afternoon out?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
See, I have public comment before the council meeting.
Before the council, pre-session?
No, it's just I signed up for public comment for 5 minutes.
Okay. So could we, like, start right after that? Or you could even just join us when you're ready?
Yeah,
because
it won't take much.
Does the 7th work for folks?
Yes.
Okay, bingo.
7th, everything's good with 7th? 7 o'clock, Tracy?
Yeah, if unless you guys want something different time-wise. It's fine with me,
five.
But
I'd rather not be 5.
Yeah. Okay. 7 good then?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so that's 11:07 at 7. Okay. All right.
7.
Okay. Very good.
Other comments?
Are you going to be giving a? There's no PowerPoint presentation. I think you're just going to be submitting the report to council, unless they have it to work.
I don't fully know the answer to that yet.
Unless they want us to make a report, generally, we just put it at the end of the meeting and say, here's the reports.
Probably I would come.
To do, but
I would come for that night and make sure I was there to answer questions if they had them.
Exactly.
And anyone, it would be great for whoever has the availability to do that. But
yeah, it depends on what's on the agenda that night and how late it's
going to be. Which night are you doing?
Right.
we don't have any idea when.
I'm not sure when it will end up on their agenda, but I'll keep everybody posted. Yeah.
But they might want, I mean, who knows, maybe Brian Treese would want us to make a formal, you know, like, here's the report or something. I don't know.
So if he does, we can figure out how to plan for that.
But I think right now we should just plan on finalizing the report and submitting it to council and then just being there to answer questions on the night it's presented.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep. All right. All right. Thank you very, very much. If there are no other comments, I think we're adjourned. Okay?
Yep.
All right. All right.